You're listening to SBS News.
Tariq lives in suburban Sydney, but he's fighting for his three sisters in Afghanistan to flee the Taliban-controlled nation to come to Australia.
They were part of the Afghan government, specifically judiciary sector. I think they are a legitimate target for radical elements of these groups. So I'm deeply concerned for their security.
He's helped them apply for humanitarian visas and is now waiting to hear back.
I appreciate Australian government initiative to accept refugees in Australia, but I think that given the circumstances in Afghanistan and also the dire security situation, I think that Australian government needs to fast-track the process.
As the Taliban took Kabul in August, the Prime Minister made this commitment.
Through our official channels, we'll be processing, we believe, at least 3,000 in the current financial year, and we believe more can be accommodated potentially within our existing arrangements.
But it's been revealed in a parliamentary inquiry, so far, none of those humanitarian visas have been issued. Green Senator Janet Rice questioned the Department of Home Affairs.
Do you have an approximate figure as to how many of those 3,000 places then have already been filled by the offshore, by the people who have already arrived in Australia?
Home Affairs boss Daniel Wilden says it's a lengthy process.
So we haven't granted protection visas to anyone who's just arrived. That we're not at that point yet. They're still on their 449s and they haven't lodged their permanent protection visas.
The number of applications continues to rise. 26,000 were lodged by the end of last month, and that's now increased to 32,000. But many of these claims include multiple family members, so the real number of visa hopefuls could be more than 150,000 Afghan people. Daniel Wilden says his department has been inundated.
Obviously receiving such a large number in a very short space of time, there are delays. We've got extra staff working on it. We have people working overtime, people working weekends to do that.
Afghans evacuated to Australia were largely issued short-term visas. Daniel Wilden says he expects the department will start the formal humanitarian process next year.
We're also working on how do we help guide our staff once they start looking to assess the claims for protection in terms of those relative priorities so that those with the greatest claims are considered first.
Graham Tom, refugee coordinator at Amnesty International, says this timeline isn't fast enough.
Well, this is outrageous, really, that they've had 3 months to start looking at some of the most urgent cases and starting to identify who needs to be brought to this country. And yet, we've had absolutely none of those visas granted.
Australia has no embassy presence in Kabul, but is now one of 15 countries that has set up a mission in Doha. Daniel Sloper, Australia's special representative on Afghanistan, says the government is still working to get more Australians and Afghan nationals out.
In addition to safe passage and working on issues around human rights within the Afghanistan at this stage. We do work with other partners also to make sure other messages are conveyed to the Taliban.
But the government still denies the Taliban recognition as the number of people trying to get out continues to grow. Grishani Danji, SBS News.